This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Eritrea and Ethiopia today in the Horn of Africa, close to Somalia. That is the first land that accepted the Muslims. There was a king who was Christian at that time by the name of Najashi. Later on, he became Muslim. Alhamdulillah, the Muslims went to his land. They convinced him to become Muslim. Today, we send students overseas. They come non-Muslims back. If they don't come non-Muslims in their salat, in their ibadah, they come non-Muslims in their behavior. What is this? We send you to seek knowledge, to get the best of that community and society, to come back to benefit the Muslims. Not we send you so that you become murtad, God forbids. So when Najashi died, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, na'ahu, he mentioned him and he announced to people that a good king called Najashi has passed away. And it is said that he even made Salatul Ghaib, Salatul Janaza on him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number two, it is forbidden, absolutely forbidden, for women or men to cry out loud and to hit their faces and to throw, to do something abnormal during the funeral. It is absolutely unacceptable in Islam. It is haram. Eh? We don't do that. What is lawful is to cry, to shed tears. Because it's a human feeling. You lose a loved one. It's normal that you cry. But to hit the table, to start breaking, I don't know what. Why me? I still need him. I still need her. You need Allah. Wallahi al-Azim, you need no one except Allah. If you understand. People you're trying, subhanAllah, to give them... You give all your youth and all your money and everything you sacrifice for them, maybe the moment of death, they don't even look at you. So you need Allah. Remember that. You need Allah. You don't need any human being. And anybody you need beside Allah is imperfect. And he needs people. But Allah needs no one. So please master the art of returning to Allah. And say, Ya Allah, as much as you can every day. At least by saying, Ya Allah, so you remember him. And when you remember him, it will be easy for you to understand his messages. Okay. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ الْمَيِّتَ لَيُعَذَّبُ بِبُكَاءِ الْحَيِّ. Hadith sahih. Indeed, the dead one, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, this hadith, the Prophet is speaking. A dead person will be punished for the crying of the living. And that's why all of you should say, when I die, don't cry out loud. Don't hit yourself for me. So that if people do it, you will not be held responsible. At least say it. When I die, my children, when I die, my beloved, friends, brothers, sisters, students, don't hit yourself. Or if you cry, cry. But don't cry in... Look what the Arabs used to do a long time ago. They used to hit the face and then scratch with long nails. And then they open their bosoms, they tear off the cloth, and they used to throw the sand on them, just to impress the people that we love. And sometimes they are sincere and serious. But it's wrong. That's not how you mourn a loved one. And by the way, that's not only with the Arabs, it's in so many. I was told even Chinese and Indians do that. Another hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, "Man niha alayhi fa innahu yu'adhabu bima niha alayhi yawm al-qiyamah." That a person will be punished and tortured in the day of judgment the way the people have been behaving during his funeral. And that's why as Muslims, we should thank Allah, we should say, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un," and be busy in doing dua for our loved one until he or she goes to his grave or her grave. No more than that. Please remember my sisters and brothers. The Prophet ﷺ, when he was taking bay'ah from women, he took bay'ah, he took an oath and pledge of allegiance from sisters too, but without shaking hands. When he was taking bay'ah from men, they used to shake hands with him. and he used to shake. When women came, he was doing like this, and they were telling him, O Messenger of Allah, we promise that we will protect you, that we will follow the commandments of Allah, and we will follow all your commandments. And then one by one, they used to pass. He said, during that ceremony, when they were giving him the bay'ah, Ummu Atiyah, may Allah be pleased with her, the mother of Atiyah, one of the sahabiyat present at that time, she said that the Prophet ﷺ said, Inni bari'un min as-saliqa wal-haliqa wal-shaqa. I am innocent, he's telling them, from women who will do this and this and this, meaning hitting themselves and doing that. While he was taking bay'ah from them, look how honest he was. Another political leader, what does he? Let me take their, vote, and later on I can. No. During the vote, I'm telling you that I am innocent from if you do this and this. They accepted. At that moment. So that if anyone likes to do that, she can say, okay, I don't want to follow you. So if you follow me, you follow me with these conditions. Crying is permissible. Rasulullah himself cried for his son, Ibrahim, when he was 63. He was about to die. So it's normal, a man losing his son, losing a loved one. And do you know that losing a branch is much more difficult? Parents losing children is more than children losing their parents. It's 10 times the pain. SubhanAllah. Why? Because it's love within love. But usually, when a young person mourns for an old person, that old person, okay, he's old, he's about to go. He's higher than me, so it means he's supposed to go. But somebody who's supposed to live longer yet, gone, is tough. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الْعَيْنَ لَتَدْمَعْ وَإِنَّ الْقَلْبَ لَيَحْزَنْ وَلَا نَقُولُ إِلَّا مَا يُرْضِي رَبَّنَا وَإِنَّ بِفِرَاقِكَ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ لَمَحْزُنُونَ. He said a beautiful thing. He said, indeed the eye shed tears. Indeed the heart feels sad. But we say nothing except what pleases Allah. Even in saying, we should say something that pleases Allah. And indeed, we are very sad for losing you, O Ibrahim. He was talking about his son. But he didn't say more than that. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also cried for his granddaughter, Umama, the daughter of Zainab, his daughter. See, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not only lose his children, he lost his grandkids in his lifetime. What a beautiful example for me. If tomorrow, God forbid, something happens, well, am I better than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Cannot, because he lost all of his children in his lifetime except one, remember. All of his children died in his lifetime. Imagine that happens to you, God forbid. Huh? Imagine. It's scary just to think like that. How about, so when he lost Umama, and it's a beautiful name to give to granddaughter, Umama, the daughter of Zayd, his daughter. They saw him crying. They said, O Messenger of Allah, atabki, awalam tanha anil buka, O Messenger of Allah, are you crying? Didn't you tell us not to cry? He said, no. Innaha rahmah. This is a mercy that Allah has put in the hearts of mankind. Allah will show mercy to those who show mercy. Meaning you got me wrong. When I say don't cry, I didn't mean crying like this. I meant to hit yourselves. So I hope this is very clear. Let us move to another issue. It is prohibited to mourn more than 3 days, except for a woman, when her husband dies. And we said 4 months and 10 days. When the husband dies, his wife should mourn him, his wife who is still married to him. By the way, when a woman is divorced, she is no more a wife. Is this clear? Because somebody asked me, brother so-and-so had three wives. And I said, three, are you sure? What do you mean three wives? He said he used to have one and he divorced her. And he used to have another one and he divorced her. And now he has. I said, divorce is gone. Khalas. When a woman is divorced, and after 3 months, within 3 months after the divorce, is pronounced it's final. She cannot even inherit. That's it. Khalas, she's no more wife. So please don't use the word spouse unless she is still under the household of her husband. So now, why a woman has to mourn for 4 months and 10 days? Who can quickly remind us? Why? Very good. But before this, this is a very good question, answer. But before that, because Allah said so. For me as a Muslim, even if I don't know why, I really don't know why. Allah said so in the Quran, the Prophet said, in authentic hadith, that's it. But now we know, even science has discovered, that 4 months and 10 days, subhanallah, subhanallah, is la ilaha illallah. I'm going to shock you today, tonight, with another fact that scientists have discovered recently. 4 months and 10 days, lunar, 4 months, lunar calendar, not Gregorian, meaning shorter. When we say lunar, it's shorter, because in Islam, we don't have 31 days in the lunar calendar. We have either 29 or 30. And most lunar calendar months are 29. 29 days. Most of them carry 29. Unlike Gregorian, 30, 31, 28, like in February and this and that. So when you start counting, if a woman loses her husband today, she start counting, okay, tomorrow is 1, 2, 3. She says, okay, what is today? Rabi' al-Awwal, which day? This day, okay, 10 days. And then the next month, and then the next month. They found out that 4 months and 10 days is the maximum period for a woman to know if she is pregnant or not. Meaning, a woman might be pregnant and she doesn't know that she has carried a baby because there is no vomiting, there is no sign. She didn't have the signs. But 4 months and 10 days, it's going. The kid, the baby will turn in her, subhanAllah, womb, and therefore she will know that she's... That child should inherit from his father. So there is inheritance law and this and that. Also, it is proven, subhanAllah, I'm sorry to say this, but I have to, because we need to know a knowledge. The sperms of men in the womb of the wife, they leave a trace, like a code. There is a code, subhanAllah. And that's why the womb is very sacred in Islam. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nisa, in chapter 4, verse 1, all you who believe, Ya ayyuha an-nas, O mankind, inna khalaqnakum, taqu rabbakum, fear your Lord. Continue. And at the end he said, wattaqu Allah. Two times he said, fear Allah. About what? About the wombs. The wombs that carried you, that bore you, should respect them. You should always respect the mother, no matter what. Because that womb is very sacred. It carried you. Allah carried you 9 months there. How can you talk rudely to her? And then after that, what did I say? 9 months? 9 months. After that, subhanAllah, sleepless nights. And of course, we are not going to the subject of the mother tonight, but I just want our brothers and sisters to understand, this is why Allah prohibited a woman to marry more than one man at once. Because the womb is very sacred. She can marry 10 men if the first and the second and the third and the divorce her or they die. She can. Nobody should stop her from remarrying, but not at the same time. So there is a relationship between the sperm and the womb. The sperm leaves a code in the woman's womb. And subhanAllah, that's why when a woman divorces, she has only 3 periods. But 4 periods and 10 days for a widow. Why? It's the same woman. Ah, here she is mourning. Here's, spiritually and emotionally, she's hurt. Usually, most women, when their husband die, even when there is a fight, they feel sorry for them. Even really, when there is big fight, when death comes, she feels a little bit, subhanAllah, sad. I know some of you will be so happy to kill their husbands, But usually, subhanAllah, most women have loyalty to their husband, no matter what. Because of that emotional status, that the cord doesn't disappear in three periods. It needs one more period. And to be safe, Allah added 10 more deep. So that cord will be erased. So that it means it's ready for to receive another cord if she wants to marry. So please remember, this is sacred in Islam. When we talk about the womb and respect the wombs that bore you, Allah says. Why he talk about the womb? Why he didn't say, and respect the mothers? Why the womb? Because scientifically, later on and after us, science will discover other issues that people will be just, subhanAllah. Because remember, if the Prophet ﷺ himself does not speak in vain, how about Allah? If the Prophet, who is a human being, does not speak in vain, like you and me, sometimes we talk nonsense. We don't even know what we are talking about. But not Allah and His Messenger. So this is our law and this is our deen. And alhamdulillah, we follow it. When if a sister loses her husband for four months and 10 days, she stays home. And this is her iddah, she stays home. And people take care of her needs. And now you don't tell me, but if, and I'm telling you the law, you want to follow it. You don't want to follow it, it's up to you. The immediate thing to do is to pay the loans, I said. Loans. Pay the loans of the dead. Make sure if he has any loan to pay, you pay it quickly. Why? Listen to this hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, نَفْسُ الْمُؤْمِنِ مُعَلَّقَةٌ بِدَيْنِهِ حَتَّى يُقْضَى عَنْهِ. The soul of a mu'min is hanged with his debt until the debt is paid. And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to get so upset at certain sahaba, may Allah be pleased with them, when they used to take a loan to pay for. One day, Usama ibn Zayd, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling him that he took a loan for 30 days. Listen carefully. A loan for how long? 30 days, not 30 months, not 30 years. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam scolded him. And he said, you think you're going to live that long? So if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come today and see how Muslims are taking a long loan of 25 years, I don't know how many years to pay the car, how many years to pay the house, what is going to say about us? He wanted to teach people that please live as if you die tomorrow. Live as if you die tomorrow.